Joining me on the program is Jeff Cotterman. He runs Tri Systems, which is into health issues, nutrition, staying in shape. Jeff, let's talk about the toll that stress is playing with COVID.
Sure. Ask any cardiologist about stress and they'll say it's a silent killer. Heart disease, the leading cause of death in the United States and now throughout the world, we've got heart disease, diabetes, and cancer as leading health dilemmas worldwide. And stress increases the risk of these things. And if you ask a psychologist or you look at research, how do you mitigate or get rid of stress? You want to get rid of the stressor. Well, if the stressor is something you can't get rid of, like a lockdown or things changing because your business is not working and you can't get out of the house, now you've got to do some alternate things to help alleviate that stress, to minimize the effects of the stress on your body. And two of those things are quite commonly known, and that they are exercise and eating right. But now in this environment, a lot of people are letting healthy choices go because they're limited. And so now we have to develop alternate means to mitigate that stress.
Now, something else that we're probably doing a lot more working from home is we're sitting a lot. And, you know, if you have an Apple Watch, it'll tell you it's time for you to stand, it's time for you to walk. But unless you have one of those, you may spend your whole day sitting. And what's the problems that arise if you're basically sitting all day?
So research started a couple of years back on the negative effects of sitting, and a very good study from the Mayo Clinic came out. You can look it up. And they equated sitting uninterrupted for 3 hours is equal to the negative metabolic effects of one cigarette. So if you are a person that sits for 3 hours uninterrupted, you're actually hurting your metabolism. And in today's work environment, where deadlines are increasingly important, where task work is more the thing rather than just putting in the time, a lot of people are foregoing lunch, they're working through lunch and sitting that whole time. So that has a negative metabolic effect. And the way that you prevent that from happening is you need to get up, and even if it's just for 5 minutes out of an hour, you need to get up and move around. Now, a lot of people say, well, I go and I exercise before or after work. I play hard. I work hard. And they say that they can exercise for a good hour in the morning, and that will offset the negative effects of sitting for more than 3 hours. And that's not true. So those that even run and go and do weight training, if they don't get up every 3 hours, they're still hurting their metabolism. So we still need to be active. We were built to move around and not sit still.
Jeff, what do you do to stay fit at home? And let's break that down into age brackets. Obviously, somebody in their 30s and 40s is able to do things that maybe somebody in their 60s, 70s, or 80s is not able to do. So what do you recommend in terms of getting your exercise? I mean, simple things like going for a walk, but what else can you do?
So getting outside and moving is a fundamental baseline for health, not necessarily for fitness. So that baseline, regardless of age, yes, you need to get out, get a little bit of sun on your skin and get moving. But just walking around the block or even taking an hour walk is going to help prevent atrophy and help prevent cardiac function from going down compared to sitting, but it's not going to make you more fit. What you really need to do is intentional exercise. And intentional exercise has to be also intense. Now, intensity varies on the person. So a 30 or 40 year old, in order for them to actually reach an appropriate intensity, they need to get their heart rate up to the point where they're out of breath and where they have a good sweat going. So if you're 30 or 40 with no health issues, you need to work out to the point where you're huffing and puffing. Now, as you age, the need to make it so intense, or the intensity relative to the person, changes. So as long as you're getting your heart rate up more than when you're at rest, and you're doing that for at least 15 to 20 minutes, you're going to not only offset health issues, but you're going to actually improve metabolic health and improve fitness level. And what we've been doing at the Tri-System Center here, I'd say about 80% of our clientele are all virtual now. So we set them up in a home exercise area, and that could be bands and dumbbells. That could be just resistance bands. those that don't have room. And then others were actually working in their home gym. So we virtually take them through a workout, set them up on what they need to do. And it is, for the older population, it's better to do time under tension rather than reps. So rather than counting reps, we make them do exercises and time it with a timer, and it's safer and effective, and it gets the job done.
Jeff, what is really practical for, let's take somebody that could be retired, somebody in their 50s. Trying to get exercise equipment, good luck if you want to go to a gym equipment company and order gym equipment for the home. I mean, even simple things like getting dumbbells, barbells, exercise bands. I mean, you go to Amazon, they're all sold out. So what do you recommend? What is practical?
So it's a joke within the fitness industry that exercise equipment has become a commodity that is correct. If you go on places like Let Go or Craigslist, what used to go, weight equipment that used to go for about 50 cents a pound now is going $2, $3 a pound. You get a set of dumbbells, you're spending over $100 for one set of dumbbells. It's absolutely ridiculous. We are constantly, as a service to our clients, we are constantly combing the internet to try to find legitimate deals where you can buy the equipment. And most of our clients have a set of bands. That's practical. And even we have clients in their 80s. We have retired physicians, retired attorneys that are doing some modified things with just household chairs and bands and their body weight, and they're quite successful at working out. And just to improve your metabolic health, you just have to do weight training a minimum. Obviously, you can do it more than that, but a minimum of twice a week. And weight training could be just with bands. And that workout could be as little as 20 minutes, and it gets the job done. And we set up clientele on these little routines.
Jeff, what about the thing that plagues a lot of America? And that is things like diabetes, obesity. There is just a whole industry on dieting. You've got the paleo diet. You got the keto diet. You got the South Beach diet. You've got all these different companies that have these diet foods. What can you do to correct, in many cases, what is really going on with the person is a metabolic problem?
Correct. So more than we know, more than we care to admit, we have people with metabolic syndrome. And what that basically means is that their ability to burn fat, the amount of calories that they expend in a day, their rate of recovery from disease, illness, or even recovery from injury is impaired. And there's a plethora of different disorders and diseases that are categorized under metabolic syndrome. And more than the majority, more than half of Americans right now are either approaching one form of metabolic disorder or another. They're approaching pre-diabetes, or they're actually type 2 diabetic and they don't know it. So a simple screening, a simple blood test can check. If you're not getting your annual physical, shame on you. You need to be going out, getting some blood work done, checking your metabolic panel. There's actually a metabolic panel. And then there's this one test that's atypical that I found is a precursor to all of these, and that's a fasting insulin test. It's a simple test your doctor can ask for. It's a blood test, and it can tell you what is pending, what is going to happen in the future regarding metabolic health. And you want a low fasting insulin score, not a high one.
So you got stress, maybe you're sitting too much, you're not exercising. Maybe you're also putting on some extra weight because you're not being as active as you used to. So let's boil this down to some basic steps. One, two, three, what should you be doing?
Sure. So one, we don't want to sit too long. We want to get up and move around, right? I liken your body to natural water. You don't want to be a stagnant lake that grows plankton and is the water's bad. You want to be a flowing river with fresh water. You want your blood to be like a stream that you would drink from, and that means getting up, getting the blood pumping, and moving around. So let's make sure that you walk every day, that you don't sit for 3 hours. Two, We need to do some kind of resistance training. And this is really important for people over 50 because resistance training is going to influence metabolic health more than a walk. And that means getting out bands, getting some light dumbbells. You don't have to be a power lifter. You can do this all in your home. And this is going to increase testosterone levels. This is going to keep your insulin in check. This is going to keep your thyroid functioning. Metabolic health is really important. And that means weight training or band training twice a week minimum. That's the second thing you need to do. Third thing you need to do, I got to interview Jack LaLanne before he died. I got to do a live interview with the founder of fitness, good old Jack LaLanne. He was the personal trainer to Clark Gable for Gone with the Wind. And he said, exercise is king, nutrition is queen, and together you have a kingdom. And so we need to watch what we eat. Now, a lot of people are already watching what they eat. And a lot of people, you ask 10 different people, just like you said, you ask them what is healthy eating, and they'll tell you 10 different things. So let's stick to the fundamentals. And that is, one, humans were not meant to graze. They were not meant to snack all day and eat and pick and eat and pick. We were hunter gatherers. Ancient man hunted, got their food, feasted on whatever they caught, supplemented with maybe some vegetation and vegetables, but it wasn't the mainstay. The further you go back in time, the less likely we are to eat massive amounts of corn and wheat. So those things shouldn't be the staple of your diet. They should, if they're in your diet at all, they should be very small. So don't graze, eat small meals and time them out. So our bodies were designed to eat and then rest, let the digestive tract heal, and then eat again. And that's why you might find today some people that are talking about fasting or intermittent fasting. That's appropriate. So it's appropriate to have meal times and not have meal times. And to balance your diet, meaning let's not have all veggies and no meat. Let's not have all meat and no veggies. Let's have a sensible diet that is very low in refined carbohydrate and refined grains, and you'll be well on your way. You'll see a difference in a matter of days. Just give me 1 week of doing exactly what we said, and you will see and feel a difference. I guarantee it.
All right. Well, listen, Jeff, as we close, if people like to get in touch or read some of the things you write quite a bit on nutrition and health, and especially in times like today where so much of our lives have been disrupted as a result of COVID, you know, our habits, our ability to go places, do things, all of that's been impacted by this. But we need to remember, you still have to stay healthy, eat well, and exercise. How can they get in touch with you?
You can reach me. My email is jeff@trisystem.com. That'll take you to the TriSystem Health Network page. TriSystem.com, and you can find out a little bit about our medically supervised services and learn a little bit more. I'd love to talk to anybody that's interested in this, whether you become a client or not. We're out there to help people and pay it forward, Jim.
All right. Well, listen, Jeff, as always, thanks for joining us on the program, and all the best to you, sir.
The Financial Sense News Hour is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered as a solicitation or offer to purchase or sell any securities. The investments, investment strategies, and investment philosophies discussed or presented on the News Hour each involve their own unique risk factors, which are not discussed on the show. Responses to listener inquiries are based on the personal opinions of the Financial Sense staff and do not take into account listener suitability, objectives, or risk tolerance. Financial Sense News Hour and its parent company shall not be liable for any financial losses that result from investing in any companies mentioned in Financial Sense or arising out of the use of any material on the News Hour. Please be advised that you invest at your own risk.